Hey.
By fax, by email, however they have to do it. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're talking about the vote. Do you believe it? The count is on, the countdown that is, and we are getting closer and closer to the witching hour or the drop-dead day to vote. Early voting, did you do it? Were you out there voting, America, on Friday, on Saturday, Thursday, any part of last week? The lines were long, and boy, Ohio is an interesting story. We're going to have wall-to-wall election coverage of Tuesday into Wednesday. Who knows if for sure we'll know the results of the election, because there's a lot of things hanging in the balance. I said email or fax, however it has to be done. If you think of the East Coast, there were problems with setting up polling places and concerns over getting everybody that wants to vote in the door to vote. So now in New York, the conversation has turned to being able to do that. Can you imagine faxing in your vote? And how would that work? Think of all the things that we talk about, the fiascos at just polling places. Imagine going through the challenge of going through those emails and all of the faxes, too. Plus, are the people really going to have access to that? We'll explain, and I'll let you be the judge. I'll let you be the judge. It was a weekend of campaigning and a weekend of cleanup after Sandy. You know, it hasn't even been a full week yet. The New York City Marathon was canceled. Initially, it looked like they were going to have the New York City Marathon and just let it roll on, and perhaps 30 million people or so that might see it would realize that the damage was in Staten Island and parts of Manhattan and the five boroughs that you go through in New York. But then upon further review, because of the resources that would have to be allocated for, oh yeah, the marathon, the city decided, and Bloomberg announced on Friday heading into the weekend, there would be no marathon this year. So instead, lots of runners, which is a good thing, spent the day delivering supplies to people after the world's biggest race was canceled. And that's a very smart, smart thing. The other big thing that's happened besides the cleanup, the reality, the harshness of this storm, the death toll up to 111 people, and they think there could even be more, is crazy things like gas rationing, gas stations, no gas. That's gotten worse. And a nor'easter on track to smash into the East Coast. Can you imagine? So a lot of people in Staten Island, a lot of people in Seaside Heights, in Breezy Point, and a lot of other places in New Jersey and New York, and not just there, but in some other parts of the East Coast, don't have a house. So they're staying somewhere. If they haven't bunked up with friends or relatives, they might be in a shelter. Now we're talking about cool temperatures. Into the 30s, hundreds and thousands of homes and businesses still don't have electricity. In New York City, they handed out the blankets. They told people go to the warming places because they set up warming spots during the day at senior citizen places, at, you know, centers. So they're grappling with this incredible long-term problem. I think the reality is starting to sink in. How do you find places for tens of thousands of people whose houses they can't go back to for weeks or maybe months? Storm damage, cold weather, a myriad of reasons why. You're talking about maybe 40,000 New Yorkers who have to be relocated. And, you know, New York is a place where, guess what? Housing is scarce and it's incredibly expensive. You know, that was the old joke. When somebody died and the obits went up, everybody ran to the obits to see if it was a place that was, one, affordable, was available, and they could rent it. So where are they finding places for all of these people? And we're talking about the temperatures dropping. We're talking about power that might not be restored for a couple of weeks. It's so sad to see those people in Staten Island who it's like that thing where you're paralyzed and you're just walking in circles, because you believe it, you see it, your neighbors see it, you're trying to help each other, you're picking up remnants of your house in the marsh, but it's the reality of pulling it all together. And what do you need to do when it's freezing? What do you need to get by? How do you get out? You know, even I saw a scene on a basketball court where they had apartment buildings, and there's a popular area, Rockaway section of Queens. I used to go by it when I went to work at WFAN, and people were handing out food and water and blankets and all kinds of stuff because, you know, they knew these people were stuck. It was just dark. And the night has to be the worst for these people because they have to be shivering. They have to be with the temperatures, like I said, the way they are. And it's not just in New York. In New Jersey, it's the same thing. If you throw in New Jersey, you're talking about almost a million people. Almost a million people. So here we are, 6-7 days after Sandy slammed into the coastline, and you got gas shortages, you got the housing situation, the electricity, and the voting situation. Voting machines in hundreds of locations, they say, are going to be operating on generator power. Polling stations are going to be moved. There are going to be delays in reporting election results in some of these close races because of extended deadlines for counting ballots or casting ballots and counting them ultimately by mail. So I have a feeling there's going to be some interesting things that are going to happen on Election Day. You talk about Ohio and the ballot scenario that they have going on, and then you have the East Coast that you can add to the top of that. So with the electoral votes, if it's not a clear-cut deal, we could be talking about the election results dragging out well beyond November 6th, well beyond that. Because if it's not a callable election, then all those votes are going to matter big, big time. All right, I want you to be able to throw in your two cents. I know a lot of people were watching what was happening with Sandy, looking at the pictures and the video, because that's, you know, it was wall-to-wall coverage of it. And I think what happened to so many is, you know, you see it in the darkness and you see these reporters and they look like little stick figures and there's walls of water, but it doesn't really sink in until you see those aerial photos of just complete sand, devastation. I said this before and I double checked on this. The house that I stayed in Ocean City, New Jersey, it's standing, but there's just a wall of sand all around it. And what's happened in Ocean City, New Jersey, like most of the shoreline, the Army Corps of Engineers is going in. They've got backhoes, and they're rearranging, trying to put back together the beach and get the sand out of the streets and away from the houses and have some semblance of what was. It's not going to be the same at all. The shoreline is completely altered, and the erosion is unbelievable and will be as we move along here weeks and weeks and months into this. It's going to be a different Jersey Shore, both in the north and in the south. Coming up on the flip side, what happened on the campaign trail with just a couple of days left? We'll talk about it next. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his its powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
November 6th, will we have a clear-cut winner presidential-wise on some of the local issues? Certainly there will be, and state elections, that kind of stuff, wherever it is you're listening to America Tonight. But as far as the presidential election is concerned, will we say that this one's in the bag, or will we have to wait this one out a little bit more, a little bit longer, because of the ultimately Sandy and a few other things that that have happened? Are we going to have to wait it out? When I say a few other things that have happened, like the Ohio ballots, the fact that there are people that so many absentee ballots are out, and then they can get a provisional ballot, and when they do that, by the time that's counted, that can be November 17th. So that pushes it back, needless to say. So there's a few things working against this election actually having the results, on the 6th into the 7th. And like I said, we're going to have people in all corners of the world. Bob Ney, who comes on the show, the former congressman from Ohio, and a slew of others on the East Coast and in some other choice areas where this could make a difference, some of the so-called swing states. For the odds and ends, I mentioned where are the candidates and what are they doing on the campaign trail. Of course, losing a couple days to Sandy, which some would say would be a gain to the president because he was out touring the damage and trying to make things happen with FEMA and doing what didn't happen with the Bush administration. And I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat, you could see that. And that's what you're supposed to do when you're president. But when you're this close to an election, does it score some points with voters or somebody that perhaps is undecided or independent, the independent voter who could go in either direction, let's say. So for Obama, he was out there telling the tale of we got to help each other, we got to make this work, and we got to work with Republicans.
We see neighbors helping neighbors cope with tragedy. Leaders of different parties working to fix what's broken. When I talk about fighting for what we care about, this isn't a partisan fight. When the other party has been willing to work with me to help middle-class families, I am right there with them. I love that.
All right, so he says he's right there with them, helping out. As for Mitt Romney, he talked a little bit differently. He talked about the fact that we got to cut the complaining and we got to look toward more good jobs. That's what we need in this country.
I know that when I'm elected, that the economy and American jobs are going to be stagnant. But I'm not going to waste any of my time complaining about my predecessor. The president thinks more government is the answer. No, more good jobs. That's the answer.
All right. Who ultimately takes this one? You look at the polls, it looks like it's a dead heat by the polls, at least their predictions. There are a bunch of news outlets. You know, it used to be in the old days when newspapers meant something, the endorsements were big by whatever newspaper endorsed whatever candidate. So there were over a dozen newspapers that switched their endorsement from Obama to Romney. One of them was the New York Daily News, which made some big headlines of its own, the fact that they switched. So both Obama and Romney were rallying deep into the night, talking to a lot of different folks as they push forward into the battleground areas. Romney, where you just heard him there, was in Pennsylvania and Virginia. They're considered to be very critical for the 270 electoral votes that he would need to get the White House. And he also was in a town very close to Philadelphia, Morrisville, and said, you know, what you just heard there, that we've got to get jobs, and I'm not going to blame my predecessor. That was kind of a continuing theme. He was in Des Moines. He was in Ohio. So the usual places you think he would be because of the amounts of electoral votes that are needed to win this. He's also scheduled to be in Florida, New Hampshire, and Virginia again. Obama is saying that the final campaign stop would be Monday in Des Moines, Iowa. He's going to stop also in Pennsylvania, I believe, too. That's another place they're talking about. And in Ohio. Ohio is clearly the place that's been stomped on the most by everybody. In other words, they go back and they go back and they go back and they go back again. So there's a couple of questions. Both candidates are in their final moments. They're laying out their plans, their arguments to win the undecided voters in the battleground areas. They're pushing supporters to do everything they can to help get people to vote and vote in their direction in 2012. They're also talking about bipartisan pushes to the independent voter, which appeals to the independent voter. Hey, we're going to work together, all that other stuff. So here's the thing. Among likely voters, Obama and Romney are deadlocked at 48%. For the first time this year, check this out. I keep saying the word independent voters. Independent voters at 46% each. 46. And this is Washington Post ABC News tracking poll that was just released. So Romney saying the president had 4 years to improve the country and saying that another four might result in an economic meltdown. And Obama's saying that Romney keeps telling a different tale depending on who he's talking to. And because of what's happened with Sandy, because of Ohio, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to call the presidential side of this right away anyway on the 6th. Maybe, you know, maybe not. Obama's campaign pushed the massive get out the vote effort. They say they registered almost 2 million new voters in some of those battleground areas. Romney's campaign is projecting momentum and banking on late voters to propel him to the win in this very, very close race. You know, and I've been saying this all along. What does your gut tell you? What do you think is honestly happening here? If you had to lay a bet on this, if you had no choice but to lay a bet on this, what odds do you like better? The odds of Obama doing another four or Romney coming in and making the switch at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Like I said at the top of this segment, the endorsements by newspapers used to be the thing that political junkies waited for and candidates salivated over, because that meant they got the big endorsement, the big ink. We're endorsing whoever it is, Truman, Kennedy. And in this case, it was Obama, for the most part, a lot of the newspapers, until some of them jumped and decided to switch. It's pretty unusual to see that this late in the game, but 11 different media outlets made a switch. They reversed who they picked, who they endorsed in 2008, and that was Obama. So what's the reason for the big, what was the reason for the big switch? Because things that were promised didn't get done, because there's a lackluster job performance by the president, because they feel that Romney's just the better guy to take over the reins. Well, there are a slew of reasons, and some of the reasons that I just said are what the paper would use as the reason for them making the change from 2008 to 2012. But I've said this before about endorsements just in general. Do endorsements sway anybody? In other words, when these celebrities come out and they say they're voting for Obama or they're backing Obama because Ben Affleck says it or Matt Damon says it or Scarlett Johansson says it, does that make you want to vote the way they're voting? So does the newspaper endorsement, maybe the one that you pick up every day, switching and jumping to Romney, make you think that they're on to something? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26%. 20% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, hope you had a great weekend, and thanks for tuning in to America Tonight. One person who doesn't seem to know who's running is Joe Biden, the VP. Once again, he referred to President Obama as President Clinton.
Idiot! It's simple!
It's simple, Joey. Come on, you got to remember that. Oh, at least he didn't call him Osama. That'd be worse. There's like 1,200 people at a high school thing that he did on Sunday, and he was talking about a Republican ad claiming that Jeep's going to move jobs out of Ohio as pernicious. And he said it was a sign that the GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney is desperate to win the state. But then as he got further along, he said the ad claimed that President Clinton bankrupted Chrysler so that the Italians could buy it to ship it overseas jobs to China. Whoops. This is a Bidenism thing, so that's not unusual. Remember, he was doing something for the Senate candidate in Virginia, Tim Kaine, and he was calling him Tom. And he was also in an Ohio group. And he was talking to the people about the lousy TV ads here in Iowa. So he's had a few gaffes. Maybe he needs to not go off script. They just need to carry around cue cards because he gets confused sometimes. It's like rockers. The worst is when you have a rock group. They're in front of a huge crowd. And then when they finally stop, they're singing their songs. They're playing some hits. Here's our new stuff. All this crowd is going crazy. And then stops to introduce everybody, introduce the band, who everybody knows anyway, and they say, "We love you, Cleveland," but they're in Philadelphia. Oh, that's like a thud. One of those so-called lead balloons, boom, that just explodes. So Biden's had a few of those, and the Clinton-Obama thing I just think is kind of funny, but it's easy to pick on him because he just gives you the ammunition. He does, and it's over things like that. Now, I wonder if the Romney campaign is in any way kicking themselves for their choice of VP. It's no secret that one of the people that they wanted and who was on the VP list was Chris Christie. Romney spent a bunch of time with Chris Christie. Now, he's getting tons of headlines, but the reason he's getting the headlines is because he's the governor of the state that's been ripped in half, and he's touring all the places, and he's talking to the people, and it's emotional, and it's crazy what you're seeing with Sandy even days later. Who knew that there was all these people that were displaced, and so many of them were in New Jersey. Then you had the video of Obama and Romney together touring and talking and walking and looking at all the damage. So Christie, because of this disaster, he already had a high profile, but it just gets pushed up a little bit more because of the fact that he's been having to handle this crazy storm and this horrible recovery, because this isn't a magic wand kind of deal. This is serious business where the Red Cross is running around trying to help whoever they can. FEMA's scrambling around like crabs from New Jersey to Maryland. Don't know which way they're going, a little to the right, a little to the left, somewhere in between. And then the people in Staten Island want to know why nobody's coming there, because there's just not enough bodies to cover all the people and to get all the information down. They're trying to get there as fast as they can, but it's a nightmare. So you have Bloomberg and you have Christie, who are both getting a ton of TV time. And I will say this, it's interesting, the world we live in, social media, Twitter and Facebook. The mayor who comes in and is addressing, talking about the power restoration stuff and actually criticizing the company and talking about what they're going to try to do and what has to happen in New York and all this stuff. And he's had so many little press conferences, and he has a deaf interpreter with him, that she's this cute woman who's very animated by what he's saying. And that became part of the story. That was all over YouTube. It was the opening night or the opening Saturday Night Live little skit had Bloomberg in it and the interpreter. And it's just kind of crazy how this storm has brought out some interesting sidebar things. And then some heroes in the streets where people are pulling out power sources and sharing them, taking generators out, setting up on the streets power cords where people can plug in their cell phones, because people are running around with Androids and iPhones, and they need to get charged as they're trying to do all the things that they're trying to do, like empty out their house and sweep it out and everything else because of the floodwaters. If they have a place in that kind of shape and just deal with the intenseness of this storm, the fiasco afterwards. So you wonder if they're second-guessing themselves behind closed doors of the Paul Ryan versus Chris Christie deal. Because Paul Ryan certainly has his fans, and he helped, I think, rally the Tea Party behind Mitt Romney, because there was a lot of things that people that were conservative Tea Party types didn't like about Mitt Romney, but he softened the blow, and then a lot of people just decided, well, you know, there's things I don't like about him, but there's things I really do like, so that's good enough for me. And would Chris Christie have been able to do that heading into this election? Who knew that Sandy was going to happen in the first place, and that, you know, he was going to get all this television time for the way he was handling the storm. So Romney, who's been asked about Christie a bunch, of course, praised him for how he is responding to the storm. Now, this guy's from New Jersey. This guy loves the beach and Seaside Heights and all those areas. Of course he's going to respond this way. He should. He is the governor of the state. His job is to take care of the people the best he can, get them the emergency services, whether it's through the state or through the federal government or whatever, but get the streets cleaned up, get the debris, all of it gone, figure out what they're going to do with the boardwalk, figure out how they're going to help people who are stuck and have nowhere to go. So, of course, Mitt Romney is going to praise him. He liked him in the first place and just talked about, you know, hey, he's been doing hard work. And, you know, he's spent hours consoling people affected by the storm, heading the relief and the recovery and all of that. And he's given it all of his passion and all of his heart. And, you know, that's one thing you can tell about Christie. And maybe that's the reason why he's getting praise for something that he would normally, he would normally do anyway. I think the most chilling thing or the scariest thing for any of us is we are all so car dependent. When you see what happened in New York and you realize that, wow, these people, they're even setting up emergency fuel stations, free emergency fuel stations around New York City. And this is the Department of Defense doing that because so many people are in these long, crazy lines trying to get gas and can't get back to where they're trying to get to. They can't make it. So you got to do something about the gas. Well, free stations are helping out. People are getting, if nothing else, a can of gas that they can use to fill something. Because more than half of all the service stations in the New York area and New Jersey are done. So people are standing in line with gas cans. My biggest fear. Not to have the fuel to get to wherever you have to get to, because there's not much you can do about that. I mean, how far can you walk and where can you find a station? That's what's happened with a lot of people. Dark stations, empty tanks, long lines, lack of power. Tanks running dry because of the demand, logistical problems, and the gas stations, the problems, I think, continue. The subway system is supposed to be out for more days, and bus services were obviously disrupted. So you had to figure out how you were going to get from point A to point B. You had to wait in those lines. It was getting pretty ugly, but you had to wait in those lines for gas. And not surprisingly, where the storm really hit, Long Island and Staten Island, they had lots of shortages. In New Jersey, 80% of stations couldn't sell gasoline. 80%. I mean, that is ugly until they get the power restored. That is terrible. The power outages, and who was thinking this? And the problems that are created by the storm to get fuel from the refineries and to the terminals of the people who need it is what's become so tough to deal with, so difficult to figure out. You might have gas in the ground, some of these stations do, but they don't have any power. And then sometimes people have the opposite problem, and the gas is running dry. Four of the six oil refineries are back to full production now. That's the good news. And it was almost right away. It was just day after the storm. But still, it's a matter of getting the fuel to the people who need it the most. All right, you're hanging out with me here on this Sunday. Come back. We got the mailbag segment. Plus, if you want to throw in your two, you can weigh in at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
As we hit the final stretch of this hour in America tonight, we're going to go to the mailbag. But before we do that, the zinger of the weekend had to be, as we're heading into the final 48, this is it, just before we cross the finish line, we had Mitt Romney nailing the president for urging Americans to vote as the best revenge. Romney, with his three-state campaign day that I talked about, when he opened up in New Hampshire, he slammed the president for telling his supporters a day earlier that voting would be the best revenge. And where he was, Obama, the prez, he was in Ohio. And what he said is it's not just a choice between two candidates or two parties. It's a choice between two different visions for America, and he offered himself as the candidate people can trust. And he said that Romney, he criticized Romney for what he, the things he said, that they were misleading ads suggesting that automakers were shifting jobs to China. So that's the best revenge. This is the how the line came out, the best revenge. So the polls are dead even, and both campaigns are saying that their guy has the lead. 27 million Americans have already cast their ballots around the country. And on the last day of early voting in Florida, voters at some sites in Miami-Dade and Broward counties were waiting up to 4 hours to cast ballots. So Senator Bill Nelson, a Democrat from Florida, asked the Republican governor to extend voting at least through Sunday because of the voters being turned away or becoming too discouraged to vote, saying that, you know, this is... this is unacceptable. This is terrible. So in Florida, what they decided to do was to say, okay, let's do that. Let's have voting continue and let's get the vote out. So that means people in Florida were voting like crazy, right? Who do you think they were voting for? This is the closing days of this race. Closing days. Either you got the guy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue now, or you have fresh blood coming in after this election. And we might not know until the end of November. I wouldn't be stunned by that based on the things that we're talking about with Ohio and also in the Northeast, depending on the electoral votes. So for fun... Because this is supposed to be about fun, right? I mean, we love the election thing. To me, as a political junkie person, I can't get enough of this, right? And all of you. So we're going to do a nail the electoral vote on our next show. You give us how many electoral votes you think Obama's going to get and how many you think Romney's going to get. And this, again, is in our next show, and you will win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, and some other prizes, too, from America Tonight. So, without further ado, a lot of you had things to say about the election and early voting. Let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from the tchotchke. I love that word. Tchotchke is like a cheap gift. So, that's an interesting nickname. Tchotchke says... Have no fear. We are voting. We are voting here in New Jersey. I have to say, I voted on Friday, and it was smooth sailing. Of course, my little area of South Jersey, a place called Cinnaminson, was hit, and it was hit around me, but I had power. My voting place was fine. It was the library. We didn't have any problems, Kate, and a lot of people came out to vote. I understand in northern New Jersey and in some parts of South Jersey and central Jersey, it might be a little more difficult, but they're talking about moving the places, really letting people know where they are. And if you know the people in this state like I do, they want to vote, they're going to go out and vote. All right, here, you know, an interesting quick side note to this, and I said this, the people who have been displaced by the storm can vote by email. That's what they're saying now at this point. They can email it or fax it. They announced that over the weekend that registered voters can submit a mail-in ballot application that way. So when the request is received, a ballot gets emailed or faxed back. The ballots have to be returned no later than 8 p.m. on Tuesday, but they'll get the ballot and they can do that. I wonder how many people will actually end up being able to email something. That would be great. And I guess in some places where they haven't been hit as hard, or if somebody's helping some people, I don't know. I'm wondering how many people are going to actually do it that way. The lieutenant governor is saying that they came up with this idea is because the polling places, they're worried how crowded they're going to be in New Jersey. And they're using military trucks in place of damaged polling places. So electronic voting is also an option for emergency workers. And it's open to New Jersey voters overseas and in the military, too, so they can do that whole emailing, faxing thing. Boy, it's going to be busy for people who are helping to run the elections, isn't it? Whew. I think it's a smart move to try to do it, but I wonder how smooth it'll be counting all of that. All right, let's take another one here. This is one of the emails I got. This one from Big Bill. Big Bill says, boy, it brought tears to my eyes to see all that chaos in the Northeast. I live in Illinois. I've been listening to your show for a couple of years, Katie, and I have to say that of all the storms we've talked about, and I've heard you say on the show many times about Mother Nature and how wicked Mother Nature is, this was maybe one of the ugliest. Maybe it's because we didn't realize just how nasty Sandy was going to be. 800 miles. And then you wonder about global warming and the argument over is there global warming, and the argument about what to do with a city like New York and other seaside areas that are surrounded with the bay and the ocean, and see what happens when the two meet. What a disaster that is for so, so many people. I hope that there are folks that are listening that are doing what they can to help others in this critical, critical time. Yeah, certainly the Red Cross, and there are other places that are taking donations. They've raised over $35 million, and they're trying to get out there and do the blankets and food and water and anything they can. Even Budweiser got a whole bunch of water to the New Yorkers everywhere they could find them on the street. They were getting them water because that's the thing. You need water. There's no power. You're cleaning things out. You're displaced, and a lot of people are just flat-out displaced where they can't. There's no place to go back to. It's flattened. It's gone. It's blown away, basically. Oof. 1.9 million, give or take, still without power. And FEMA is out of water. So that's why I was saying the Budweiser thing was big and handing water to people was huge. And they're saying there's no delivery until Monday because they've got emergency distribution that's just not really living up to its billing, I guess. I saw a picture of a empty rack where they had supplies and there was nothing left in the supply closet. So FEMA, what they do is they get bids for vendors to come up with a bottle of water to distribute to the people, and that's how it works. So crazy thing, they sent out a solicitation request for 2.3 million gallons of bottled water, and how they do this is you go to fedbizops.gov, that website, and then they close the bidding. And then after that, the winning person has to deliver the bottled water to the distribution center that's out there, and that was part of the problem here. So by the time they did that, they weren't able to get the water. And so while everybody's busy evaluating, like in New York, the water situation, people are without water. Jeez, it just makes no sense. I'll tell you what, it does remind us about that whole emergency prepared thing. You have got to have, I mean, I was one of those people that poo-pooed this for a long time, but no, you have got to have water supplies in your house somewhere. You got to have them piled up. You got to have a bag ready with stuff to go so you can at least have a fighting chance of surviving should you get stuck in one of these situations.
Think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit ioncleanse.com. That's ioncleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. Ioncleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.